Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bowhunter Planet Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, tonight along with Jamie Nopum and Kevin Conlin, which haven't been on in a while, so that's good to see you guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good man. Happy to be here with our friends over at Gearhead.
Oh, there's Tib over there with the little side comment over there. Skip from Gearhead, how are you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
We are doing excellent. This is our third or fourth podcast of the night, so we are ready to go. Me and Tim are just ready to keep rocking this out with great information. So let's start with Gearhead Archery, a little bit of a history lesson, I guess. Can you tell us about the brand a little bit, maybe how it's formed and kind of how it started?
All right. Well, you know, we started in 2008, so we've actually been at this a little bit. There was just a couple of us, and the goal was always to come up with different designs and then license them to other companies. You know, so we've been, you know, we didn't really want to do things like other people. We just wanted to have a free mind and a clean slate and just kind of design things like anything is possible. And that's kind of what we did back in the day. And then, fast forward, 2015, we started producing bows and we started selling to, we took it on as a bow company that we're actually selling to pro shops and individuals and stuff like that, where before we were just trying to sell ideas. So that's kind of, so we're in our seventh year right now. So as wow. selling to shops and bow hunters.
I feel like the, you know, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong in your thoughts, everybody else, but I feel like the Gearhead marketing, when it comes to the photography and the imagery and things we'd see at like the shows and stuff, has always been very well done. And I think like everything I've ever seen about Gearhead has always looked really cool and engaging. But to be honest, if I'm being honest here, the bow is very engaging looking. That's the thing I see. And I'm like, what is this? You know, like
it's an eye catcher, no matter which one you're looking at.
Everybody's got to touch it.
Great job expanding out your product line and what you guys have to offer. And I can't wait to kind of hear what you guys are doing this year and in the coming years here. But man, just the looks of it and the photography and the way that you kind of capture that digital image, that new image that you guys are doing is just absolutely awesome.
Well, we don't want to be like anyone else. We want to keep pushing the envelope to what is possible in archery. So that's what we kind of keep pushing on. Like I said, that we've made a lot of mistakes along the way too. And starting a company, you always look back and it's like, oh, if I would have done this or I should have done that. And I mean, the first bow we came out with was an 18 inch bow that the size was determined by how small we could make it and still hold a peep location. So, you know, it ended up to be 18 inches and we were into the backpack style, minimalistic, you know, go in 5-6 miles and we want something lightweight, compact that we could hunt with. So we weren't really looking at what our customers wanted at that point. We're just looking at what do we want to hunt with? And that's kind of what gravitated to the smallest bow. And then as we got into it, it's like, well, the customers want bigger bows. So we kept getting a little bit larger. Now we even have a 40 inch bow for your target hunters. So, you know, we've kind of reached out and really covered all the categories in the bow hunting lineup. And then we added a crossbow and we got a slingshot and just other things too. That's just fun to shoot.
So tell us about the backpacks, like how this works. So the bows will actually fit in them or on them somehow?
Some of them, like the 18, the 20, and the 24, we all made them with to make them be part of a backpack system where that actually when you're packing in, they would go inside the pack and you travel to your hunt area or you know, I get a lot of comments of people that mountain lion hunt with dogs. They really like the backpack feature because they can put the bow in the pack and they can keep up with the dogs in heavy snow and just really moving quickly. And then when they get to the tree, they can take their bow out of the pack and it's ready to go. So that's kind of what we designed the smaller bows to be sold with a pack. But then listening to our customers, some people wanted to buy the bows without the pack. So we kind of split the pack out where now the pack is an option. If you want to buy a pack with your bow, you can. But for the most part, we sell most of them now without the packs, but they do fit real nicely into a couple of different pack sizes we have.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that idea. We're really big into like small things here. So like, especially with bows and like getting them compact. And I love the idea that that's made to do that. That's so cool.
What's your top seller?
Actually the 24 inch is the best seller, followed by the 20. What really helped us in the last few years is saddle hunting. It's become really popular and those size bows just really fit well with the saddle hunters that are going in lightweight. And some even mentioned how, like if they're positioned on the left side of the tree and the deer comes to the right, they can actually bring their bow underneath the bridge and they can actually reposition really easy to get the shot on the other side of the tree. So,
so yeah, cool.
Saddle hunters really have kind of come towards us a lot with our design.
As far as, you know, I know you guys have won some things. I was just about to click this button here, but you guys have won a ton of awards with these bows, right?
Well, that's where it's kind of frustrating that we're not a big brand yet because, you know, we go and we shoot Vegas and all these other tournaments and, you know, we've won the Vegas bow hunter class 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Winning it. It's like in 19, we swept the podium. There were 316 archers. There were 8 shooting gearhead and we had 5 in the top 10. So, I mean, there's something to be said about that. And we're also not buying the shooters. We basically, the people that are competing are buying their bows and they're competing for the contingency. Well, we might give a little bit more contingency to encourage them to shoot our bows, but you know, still in the field of 200 or 300, we're still always near the top.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
That's amazing. That is really cool. So, you know, the bows, let's talk about the bow themselves. Like let's talk about the Disruptor Pro 24 or whatnot. So the bow, you know, obviously we've done the video here. We know a lot about it, but I guess tell people in your thoughts, like what's the biggest, like what makes this the Disruptor, right? What is about this bow is what, you know, why you guys built it, I guess.
Well, you know, we come up with the Disruptor name because we felt being relatively new into the archery, even though we're 7 years, they still look at us as we're a newcomer. We needed to do something to disrupt the marketplace. And I look at the Disruptor and it's got all the features and all the performance of your $1,000, $1,100 bow for a couple hundred dollars less. So you're just trying to, you know, we felt we needed to disrupt the market. So we looked at it as giving, you know, a really great shooting bow with all the features of the, and even some features the other bows don't have, like the slider grips and the picker grip system and things like that, that we really bring value to the marketplace with the Disruptor line of bows.
Yes, this bow is so cool, Skip, to be honest. I'm very impressed by the bow. You know, people don't realize like what a gearhead bow is or how it works. And I think sometimes people just get a little nervous, like, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know if that would work. But when you shoot this bow, you'll know it's a sweet shooting bow. And you know, you're just blown away when you see it. You're like, oh, that thing probably won't shoot that great. But then you're like, wow, you know, that thing really knows how to shoot. It's just so comfortable. You know, one of the things people don't realize is the flexibility of the bows. And it's one thing I try to get through on the video we did on the bow is just that the changes you can make in the bow. So I guess, can you tell us about all those different changes? I know there's so many different things you can change. Well,
for people that want to tinker, I mean, first of all, it converts right to left-handed, which, you know, that's not a real big deal because if you're right-handed, you're right-handed, if you're left, you're left. But for a left-handed person, a lot of times getting a bow, it's either a special order or down the road, if you want to change bows, if you're lefty, you're kind of stuck with it, where you can actually convert this bow back left or right-handed, which is a good feature because of that. But then on the Pro, it's got a rotational mod on the cam system. And there's also three different string posts. So we have like an A, B, and a C post, where basically we ship it at the B post, but then the A and the C post, you can short string it or long string it to change how the draw cycle feels. So if you want to build all your weight up front, you can put it on the C post. And if you want to have it where it's over rotated and a smoother draw cycle, you can put it on the C post. And that also plays a little bit around with your draw length too. But to offset that, the rotational mod, you can change your draw length in half inch increments for a total of 4 inches. And then if you put a slider grip on top of that, well, now you can move your grip forward and back, forward a half inch, back an inch and a quarter, and you can move it left to right 3/8 and 1/8 inch increments. So you can really, Aaron Tedford, that was shooting quite a bit in the ASAs, he liked the slider grip because he could play with his grip without changing his sight tapes or any of that. He could just kind of play around to see what he liked the best. And also too, when you're tuning, a lot of times you get the tear out with the grip rather than moving the rest.
Yeah, that left to right, being able to shoot left-handed or right-handed, actually, you know, it seems like it's a small thing, but that's got to be big when it comes to dealers, right? Yeah. I mean, dealers are able to keep this bow and they can fit anybody that walks in their door.
Yeah, yeah. And that was kind of the mindset behind the Disruptor Pro Series, was that a dealer could set up anyone that walks through their door. It's not like you're really, oh, I can't get you that. Because we all know if you're going shopping for a bow, you're going to buy a bow that day. You don't want to hear, oh, I can get you one in 2 weeks, or I could, you know, you want to go home with a bow.
Yep.
And you have, just talking about your lineup a little bit more. I know you mentioned you have full lineup. You guys launched crossbow as well.
Oh, come on. No, hold on. Let's not go there yet. I got a plan, Tim. You're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead on this conversation. Skip, what I wanted to do is just say, I'm going to show something on the screen, and all these guys here are going to drool and tell you what I've been telling you for years about your crossbows. And I'm going to share my screen now, Tim, because you're beating me to my punch here. And let's hear it.
What?
No, not from you. I can tell you right now, all these guys on this call are crossbow shooters, and they're drooling right now looking at these pictures. And I just wanted to do it this way, because if you look at the price and you look at that bow, you're like, wow, this is like unbelievable.
It is definitely, I mean, you could tell right off the top, it's made by Gearhead, right? I mean, you have that design that just flows right through from your compounds over to your crossbows. And it is a sick looking bow, not going to lie. I mean, it is, and Dave's not wrong. I mean, the price that you see on this for what you're getting on this bow is absolutely awesome. I've read up on it a little bit. I haven't got a chance to shoot it yet, but this crossbow absolutely looks amazing. Tell me what's going on though with the sizes. So you got different sizes that you can pick from. What do those mean?
It's basically different weights. So you can either, like, you can make it, it's just different limb options. What we tried to do is we tried to take our T18 and make it into a crossbow where it could be like a bow or a crossbow. But the struggles we ran into is mounting our bow horizontally. When you would draw it, it wanted to rotate back into the stock portion. So we actually had to build it up to give it more strength in that area. So then it became its own entity of a crossbow. But it basically has the same string and cables of our T18 vertical bow. It's a 42-inch string. It's got the same strands. So, and then
we shoot regular
arrows with it too. So it's a lot quieter than other crossbows, and it's actually not as front heavy. It's lighter, even though in the last couple of years you've seen the crossbow market get narrower and more well balanced. But for back in the day, and how the crossbow even came about is we were going around trying to show our bows, and you know, we had a meeting with Shields and back, that was before the Raven big push, but and they said if we produced a crossbow under 5 pounds, that we'd own the crossbow industry. So we put everyone on it. We came off a carbon fiber crossbow at the time, and it weighed 4.5 pounds and it shot regular arrows. And it's just, but from the time it took us to produce that, well, Raven hit the scene and everyone seemed to want a Raven. But I really love our crossbow. I mean, I shoot it a lot. I've competed a little bit in the ASAs, not as good as some of our regular shooters, but I it was actually important for me to shoot the ASAs because I could see what needed to change on our crossbows to make them better. So from that guy, that's what I needed to do. And I just like it because you have so much versatility. You can shoot regular arrows. You can shoot a gold tip, a black eagle, a victory. You know, you can shoot a 400 spine, a 340 spine, a 300 spine. I mean, you can really play with what you're using out there. And the main thing is the knock. It needs to have a knock where when the safety pushes off, it doesn't push your arrow off the string. Because once you knock it onto the string, it becomes a railless system at that point. It's hovering above the rail. I just use the rail to register the arrow back into the trigger box. But once you knock it, it becomes a railless system and you don't have to lube your rail. You have choices in rest. You can use a bow doodle or a whisker biscuit and you can paper tune it. It's just got a lot of really cool features. And it's really fun to shoot. It's really fun to hunt with.
Now, what's the difference between the target crossbow and the other one?
So all the specs are the same. The only difference between the tactical and the tactical breaks in half. It's got a precision dovetail in the center and you can slide it apart and it comes in a field pack. So basically,
no way.
That's pretty cool.
Skip, you're killing me here. Regular arrows and it breaks in half? What?
Yeah, you almost feel like you're Rambo. You literally open your pack, you slide it together and it's click, click, click. And you're just in a matter of, well, people can Google it and they can see it on YouTube and that it literally in a minute you can go from totally packed in a pack until you know you're ready to shoot.
That's pretty awesome. Not gonna lie.
Skip, what's going on, man, behind that Picatinny? What's going on behind the Picatinny rail on that stock there? Is that a crank for
it uses a rope cocker to cock it. It also has a really easy draw cycle. So a lot of times I'm just hand cocking it.
Okay.
But it does have like where
what
the
are you looking, Kevin?
I think all the way back. All the way
that's
back.
That's a cheek rest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a cheek piece that lifts up and down for how
okay.
you
oh, okay. Nice.
But also too in the back there, behind the trigger box, there's another bracket that you can put anything AR on it. So you can put like a mag pull or you can put like a really lightweight type of a stock on, if you will, or I mean you can really customize it for however you know you want your crossbow to be. Mm-hmm. The bottom side is all Picatinny, the bottom side, so you can put like a flashlight or whatever you know. People, one thing I found with archery and that there's no one size fits all. Everyone likes things different, and the more options you can give and the more versatility you can bring to the table, you know, the more appealing that your product is. Because, you know, people will argue all the time, oh, I like this. No, I like that. And it's just like, you know, just give them what they want.
Give them everything, right? I mean, that's kind of what you're doing with this. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know to say, Skip, this crossbow is, I mean, if I was you, this would be the that's first thing I'm cool. pushing the crap out of. This bow is unfreaking believable. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I didn't realize it broke in half. I can't believe it takes a regular arrow. Like,
I mean, that in and of itself is a game changer in the industry. Think about that. Like if I'm shooting one of your compounds and I have your crossbow, I don't have to buy extra equipment.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, my crossbow, I'll shoot like a 27 inch length arrow too. Like most of your crossbows are like a 20 inch or 22.
Yeah, that's true.
I got it set up. You know, where I like to keep my broadhead in the cage area just from a safety standpoint. So 24 inch arrow works pretty well. But sometimes I'll shoot like a 27 in competition because I think the longer arrow gives me better stability in flight. That's just my head thinking.
So Skip, looking at these bows, I mean, these prices are extremely good prices, to be honest, in my mind. When I look at this, you know, $1,550 and $1,300 is a really good price for what I see. Is there a way, and I'm just throwing this out there because I'm always questioning everything, is there a way to make it cheaper?
It is. So everything on that crossbow is machined. I mean, everything's machined. If you look at the trigger mechanism, it's got six bearings in the trigger mechanism through the through all the different linkages. You know, most crossbows, they're a plastic style stock. And that's like, you know, that's much... Once you get past the molds, it's a lot cheaper to produce them than actually machine every component on it. But that's also the nice part of ours, is we can be more flexible in not having the big costs set up in the molds and being able to machine everything. So there's kind of a give and take there on that. But I mean, every part of that crossbow is machined. You know, there's nothing. Some of the purchase parts, like the foregrip and that, obviously they're a purchase injection molded part. But I mean, from everything else, it's all CNC'd.
Yeah, that's I you know, I would be marking the crap out of this. I'm not like,
absolutely.
This thing is like, this thing right here, I'm looking at this thinking in my head, like, this is right on par with the best names in the industry making crossbows, and it's like half the cost of those bows I'm thinking of. So like, that's, this is like, this market should be huge for you guys right now. This is just,
I got a video shooting inside, not advocating shooting 100-yard shots, like, but I got three arrows all touching at 100 yards. You know, I got 5/8 inch group. Oh. At 100. But I can tell you too, at that distance, the arrows are more important than your weapon. They have to be matched. Everything has to be exactly the same. And it's just, it comes down to, your crossbow is a machine. It just repeats and repeats and repeats. And your arrows need to be exact in order to group like that at 100.
So
what kind of warranties it come with?
A lifetime warranty.
Nice.
I mean, you can't run from your problems. You have to, you know, it's comparable to anyone else's in the industry.
Yeah, and it's customizable, like a lot of your bows are, if not all of them, by color too, right? You have different color offerings.
So what we do on the colors, you know, initially when we started, we had three different anodized colors. We had we wanted to be like a military bow, so we had the desert tan and the olive drab and then the black. It got to be a little bit of an inventory nightmare with all the different colors and that. So now what we do is we dip in a predator dip. It can be snow camo, it can be regular camo, but also we can do about any color in a Cerakote. So taken from the gun world, it adds a little bit more cost to it, but the finish everything has to be sandblasted and prepared, and then it gets Cerakoted and then it comes back. So it adds a little bit more work, but you can do any color you want, honestly.
Awesome.
That's really cool.
Skid, tell us about this T15 Pro XL and T15 Pro. I mean, this is, what is this exactly? I'm trying to understand. Is this a bow fishing rig?
We made that for bow fishing. And actually the one who came to us, I'll give him the credit, is Tim Wells. He's like, Skip, Paul is with us. He's like, I want something like a slingshot that, you know, I can shoot. You know, I can shoot small game or deer and bowfish and things like that. So we went to work, and that's kind of what we came out with, was the T15 Pro.
It's crazy. This thing looks crazy. I can't believe you guys engineered this. Like, this is amazing.
We've actually killed three deer with them here. I can shorten the tubes and get it to 45 pounds. And shoot over 20 yards. I mean, it shoots energy wise comparable to a longbow or a recurve. I mean, wow. If I chrono it, I'm probably in the 160, 170 chrono on that, on a hunting size arrow.
But it's so cool. It's so crazy looking.
No, I can see Tim Wells shooting that right now.
Oh, for sure. Tim would shoot that in a heartbeat. All right, let's see. That's the XL. Here's the other one. Less power?
Yeah, I like the Pro the best, just because it, you know, when you shoot a lot, it almost becomes an extension of your arm. I like, if you're standing up at the front of the boat and the fish runs, you can just swing with the fish and let it rip. And it really does become, you know, your mind muscle memory just really comes into play, and you don't even think about it. You just shoot it.
That's so cool. That's gotta be the coolest bow fishing thing I've ever seen. That's crazy.
Definitely the most innovative, no doubt. Hands down.
Like the Illinois River with the flying carp and stuff like that. The Armstrong girls, they're out there killing them every weekend that they can. And they're always sending me pictures. And then
how long have you guys had this?
I think 3 or 4 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All the years are kind of blending together. Like I said, I can't believe it. We started year 7 this year, but it just seems that every year the years go by.
You guys also offer like a larger size as well. What's the advantage to that? Are some hunters just like longer bows, or?
Like I said, everyone, archery seems like things a little different. The longer bows we got into from the target side of things. Most of your target shooters like to shoot a 36 to a 40 inch bow. They like the string angle on their face a little bit better. You know, we got into the 30 inch just because that is your more standard hunting size. That being said, you know, we really don't have any competition in the 20 and the 24 inch size yet.
Tiny.
And then also too, the all of them, you know, Pope and Young used to have a ruling that the bow had to be 30 inches in order to qualify, but they've taken that rule out. So any gearhead will now qualify for a Pope and Young class animal. And we do have the world record black bear was shot with a gearhead out of New Jersey.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you ask him to add crossbows?
Dave, that will never happen.
I'm serious when I say this. Listen, this is serious.
Organization though started up that do they are creating their own record book just for crossbows.
I had been invited to a Pope and Young, like it was like a summit of some sort, and they were talking like all their like the people that run it and all that. Mm-hmm. And they were, you could ask questions. Like I was like on this like Zoom call, but I was watching this live thing. They were asking like the media, like how they could, what they could do better. And I said, how about you guys allow crossbows?
How did that go over?
Oh my, they got fart in church.
I don't think they liked my comment, but they had all these reasons why. And I just said, well, did you guys ever think about just accepting crossbows, but not your main list? Like create a separate list, like a separate Pope and Young that's made for crossbows. And they said, hell no, basically. But I just was saying they're trying to grow. And I said, well, you're not going to grow a ton when, you know, you without having things like adding your bow in, like you just stated, and or adding crossbows, right? You got to add things to grow. Crossbow's huge, right? There's so many people use a crossbow now, but I just don't feel like it's such a big deal. Like, why can't you just have a separate book that's for crossbows? Like, why is that a big deal? Like,
well, there's another organization that's just come out in the last year or so. And they see, I measure for Pope and Young. I've gone through that whole course and stuff. And I was just out to Reno to their Pope and Young convention and stuff like that. So I kind of get it, but you know, they're still going to be a record book for crossbows. It's just going to be put together by a different organization. And also too, to that point, you know, back in the day, Pope and Young never recognized animals that were taken over with a bow that was 65% let off or more. Caught a little bit because all the manufacturers started making these bows that were 85% let off and the entries tailed off. And so what they ended up doing is the first year, if you had shot with an 85% let off, you got an asterisk by your name. Well, then they just flip the book. So now what they have a recurve longbow book, and then they have a compound book. So they basically split it into two different categories.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's my point. Like I would just split them, like have a couple categories either way, but but keeping it as themselves, but anyway, but yeah, this is,
we ain't gonna change that.
Yeah, they ain't gonna change nothing. That was a conversation I heard, but a lot of people were saying that to him. That was part of the convention. It was like some sort of summit thing they were doing, but they were definitely not interested in that kind of stuff. But anyway, I got some good news for you.
I was waiting for this news.
I got some good news for you. So we restarted our award ceremonies, and we do a thing called the Golden Arrow Awards, and the Golden Arrow Awards are once a year, and we ask the consumers to vote for their, you know, favorite bow brands and things like that. We also have choice awards and all that. So you have been selected.
Let me set this up real quick. Hold on a second. So there is, you know, we've been around for a long time. We used to do this, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, kind of stopped it. We restarted this year doing all these awards. And we started brainstorming about the different awards that we're going to do. And one of the things that we talked about a lot, and one of the things that has really kind of taken the Bull Hunter Planet team, not internally, but externally, is that if you watch Dave's videos when he does bow reviews, he does a lot of time talking about bow grips and how much he loves bow grips. And like, there's not a video he can't mention. without mentioning a bull grip in the video. And so it's become this running joke, not only internally, but everybody that watches our videos ends up commenting, oh yeah, Dave likes this grip on this bow. It's got to be a good bow type of deal. So without further ado, Dave, go ahead with your award.
So you have
won. We created a Dave's Golden Grip Award in which you are the winner of the Dave Golden Grip
There's
Award.
There's only one of them.
2020.
Per year.
Holy smokes.
This is serious award, though.
And this is serious. A joke, yeah.
But the thing is, no one beat the Gearhead Grip this year. And the reason is you guys have the Pick a Grip, and it's amazing. I mean, this was like hands down one of the coolest things I've seen. And to be honest, like, there's no way I wasn't going to find a grip that was going to work. You know what I mean? Like in this one, the one you sent me, the flatback was absolutely incredible. And, you know, to me, that was definitely the best grip out of all the bow manufacturers this year. Congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you. Did we get like a plaque or something?
That's coming. You're getting a trophy. There's your trophy with the praying hands. that's an actual trophy. And you're going to get a physical trophy, but you're also going to get a logo. A Golden Arrow Award gold logo. You'll get that as well digitally. So you'll have this to put at your shop, and you'll have the digital one. And this is not public yet, so it'll be coming out soon. But since we had you on the line, I figure it's a good time to congratulate you on it.
Cool. You know, I always thought our pick a grip system was really because it gives the archer so many options. You know, because so many times, like, oh, I don't like this grip, right? You know, it lets you choose.
Yes.
And then, you know, and then from the standpoint of the slider grip, it takes that and amps it up to times 10, because now you can literally find exactly where you want that bow. So instead of adjusting yourself to the bow adjusts perfectly to how you want to shoot it. You know, it's just, I think that's one of our best features.
Absolutely. And I mean, that is not only is it a good grip, according to Dave, and that's a good
thing. The best. It's
no doubt about it. But it's one of the most innovative things that we've seen at Bow Hunter Planet in regards to that aspect of the bow. And grips don't get a lot of talk in the industry, right? That's why it's kind of a running joke, because nobody really talks about grips. But you guys have taken that to the next level and provided you've solved the problem people didn't know that they had, mm-hmm. because they didn't have a solution for it. Now they have a solution for it, which is awesome. Right.
Yeah.
And
also too, if that slider grip, when, you know, people unknowingly will put grip torque into their bow. Well, that allows you to take the grip torque out. You know, you don't have to change the way you're shooting the bow. You can just change your grip to fit your style type of a thing.
Makes really perfect cool. sense.
And I will be honest with you, Skip, I feel bad, because I feel like you probably could have won another award on this if I had known more about that crossbow. Because the innovation on that is literally amazing. So
next year's crossbow winning it. Let's plan on that, because I kind of got some ideas. So
yeah, so we'll see where you go with your crossbows. But that there's so much innovation on that crossbow that, I mean, that definitely would have won some sort of award had I known it broke down in half like that. It's unbelievable. And shoots a standard arrow. That to me is like two huge wins. So we'll keep that in mind for 22 coming up, and we'll make sure something good comes of that, because that's definitely something that needs to be, you know, looked at in the industry. People might not realize that's happened, you know, or you have that type of thing. So pretty cool. Congratulations, Golden Grip winner. Only one.
I can't wait to get done with this and get it on Facebook here down the road. Probably.
Oh
not.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, it'll be out soon. We're going to launch this pretty quickly here. There'll be a podcast going through the results, and then it'll be public. And you're more welcome to send in a video if you want to do a acceptance speech video. You're more welcome to send one in, and we're going to put those on the website as well for companies. You can wait till you get it in your hand if you want. That's fine too. But it should be pretty cool.
Careful what you wish, Dave.
I love it. Well, great things coming out of Gearhead, man. We can't thank you enough for, you know, always wanting to come on and talk about your equipment that you guys are putting on. It is just so innovative. It is amazing to see kind of the creativity that you guys got going through your heads, because it's hard to beat the innovation that you guys are putting out there in the industry.
You know, to me, I always look at it from the first time we got one of those in, I said, and this looks like futuristic stuff, you know? I mean, that's what it looks like to me, like the future of bow hunting.
Yeah.
I'm going to share one thing with you guys real quick. This is the coolest picture I just saw on your guys' Facebook page. Look how small that thing is. Tiny. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I think that guy's from Finland. I mean, it's hard to. Here's, you know, when we got into this, I only thought of bow hunting and archery as the United States. And it is impressive how many other countries we sell to. I think Finland is probably one of our top dealers. And you wouldn't even think of Finland. Yeah, I never thought of Finland, but they've, you know, they've come on in a big way and they've, you know, they've been doing really well for us. And then you think Belgium and, you know, New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah. We were just talking about that today. We had shipped to us a promotional hat from a bow hunter club out in Australia.
Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting to see kind of the worldwide trend that you have. And if I'm not mistaken, we got a couple of our members that are pretty active within our organization. They're from, I want to say it's Switzerland maybe, or maybe I can't remember, but it's like that Finland type of area. Ooh,
we do got a guy from Finland.
Yeah. So very cool, man. It's great to see that it is a worldwide thing, right?
Yeah. And one neat thing about Finland, you guys maybe know this or not, that they have a whitetail population to hunt in Finland. Back in the day, they imported some whitetail from Minnesota and took them over the boat. And I think that was probably in the 50s or the 60s. North American Whitetail did a story on it. And now they have a hunting population of whitetails in Finland. So
that's awesome. Pretty cool.
It's my goal some year here to get over to Finland and shoot a whitetail in another country.
That would be amazing.
Look at this yellow one. That's awesome. Sick. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's the custom colors. Well, we can do any. She sent me a chip of what color she wanted, and we matched it. And that's what.
That is sick.
That looks so sick. That is so cool. I love going through Instagram pages. It's so nice to see the community when it comes together. Like on pages like this, you guys have all your fans, you know, the product, different examples of the product. It's just so great. I love seeing stuff like this. It's very cool.
We've been blessed by the people that shoot our bows because they tell everyone about it and they'll have people shoot their bows. And, you know, they really are trying to help us grow the brand. And it's just the customers have been really a grassroots effort to grow our company. So, I mean, we've been really blessed by our customers.
You can't beat Skip. That.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We appreciate you coming on. Tell us about it. You're always welcome on the show. So if you get anything new you want to divulge and tell people about, you're more than welcome to come and spread the word here.
Well, 2022, we'll have hopefully some even cooler stuff coming.
There's awesome. Right. Can't wait.
Nice.
Right now it's getting close. We're shooting stuff right now. So I think 2022. Awesome.
Really love to hear it, man.
All right, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And make sure you guys check out Gearhead Archery Online when you get a minute. Like them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all those good things, and follow along. So, and have fun with it like we do. So thank you guys. Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you guys.
All right. We'll see you next, everybody.
Golden grip winner. Woo!
Yeah.
I wish I had it here with me so I could hold it. I could just go like this. It's kind of similar.
Is it in the box you sent me?
Oh, yeah. Jamie's got it there.
Oh, hold on. It's right here.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got this. He's going to be shipping it. Oh, there it is. Wow. It's beautiful.
That's probably the best pose for a grip that you could have got for a trophy.
Cause... I guess I didn't really think of it as praying, but I guess I see why it looks like it's praying. I'm praying that was a good grip.
We're going out and buy the trophy case now.
There you go.
Give it a home.
All right. Thanks, Skip. We'll see you, man. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.